Taiwan is struggling with a new surge of SARS cases. The highly infectious disease has been spreading through hospitals and complicating an already difficult situation. Yesterday, Taiwan reported an additional 26 cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome. Today, the figure dropped to 10 new probable cases, but health officials are bracing for more in the coming days. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Beijing.
Taiwan is one of the places hardest hit by SARS, and it has taken some of the most dramatic steps to stop the disease. About 12,000 people have been compelled into strict home quarantine, and another 20,000 residents have been told to sharply restrict their movements. Still, Professor Chen Qianjian with the government SARS task force says the total number of probable cases has grown today to 264.
And among these 264 probable cases, most of them were acquired through a hospital infection.
Some 90% of the cases were picked up in hospitals. Another 6% involved household contacts with SARS patients, and 4% are among travelers from mainland China and Hong Kong. Taiwan heightened its infection control procedures in hospitals early on, but Professor Chen is concerned that those procedures have broken down, leading to a new wave of infections and some hospital closures.
Two hospitals were closed, Lars Hoping Hospital and Renji Hospital at Taipei, and some of the emergency room has been closed. That's the National Taiwan University Hospital and also Chang'an Memorial Hospital.
Health officials are now planning emergency inspections and reviews of infection control, first at the hospitals that treat SARS patients and then at other hospitals in Taiwan. Professor Chen says it's proving tough to stop the epidemic.
Optimistically, we might need another 6 or 7 weeks to contain the disease to a so-called satisfactory level.
Taiwan is getting technical assistance from both the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Taiwan is seeking a formal affiliation with the WHO to increase its international collaborations. But because the United Nations doesn't recognize Taiwan as an independent nation, that's a sensitive issue. Earlier this week in Beijing, the Foreign Ministry of China objected to an offer by Japan to include Taiwan as an associate member of WHO. China's Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Zhang Qiyue, spoke through an interpreter.
WHO is an international organization to which statehood is required. Taiwan, as a province of China, has no right to participate in WHO in any name. And any country or individual has no right to invite Taiwan to participate in WHO as an observer.
This issue will come to a head next week as Taiwan seeks to attend the World Health Organization's annual meeting in Geneva. Richard Harris, NPR News.